got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? This is an amazing question. What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is that you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast and still watch it live or as it is happening on your phone. And so you can move about and still be listening to the show anywhere in the whole round world. And for the flat earthers, anywhere in the whole flat world, up and down the world, whatever. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live, you can listen on your phone. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP. bond JLP. Cash App. bond JLP. Cash App. Amazing. So I'm reading, my producer says, or ask, can you go around a dinner plate? Hashtag, oh, he's a flatter. I don't even know what that means.
He's saying you can go around. He's saying you don't have to go up and down on the flat earth, that you still go around. Imagine a flat dinner plate like this, and you go like this.
But that doesn't even make sense.
I agree.
If you're going around the plate, that means the plate is round.
No. Well, it's the same. He's saying you can still do the same movement, like going around.
But what does that have to do with flat earth? I'm black and slow.
I don't want to go into it.
Yeah, I'm black and slow. I don't even know what that means. Has no logic at all. Zero logic. But okay, if you believe the earth flat, you don't need logic, huh? It's gone already. What the? And it is Thursday.
Baba Thumper!
He like, no, it makes sense. It is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, and we know that they need a little bit more time, because one of the most difficult things for a Bible Thumper to do is communicate. Once they learn that Bible, their heads are filled with the Word, with scriptures. And just like the dinner plate thing didn't make sense, reality doesn't make sense to them anymore. They lose every sense of reality. And now they have a head full of the Word. And they lost all common sense. So we love the Bible Thumpers when we said, let's make time for the Bible Thumpers, even though we take all calls. But we take a little more time on Thursday with the Bible Thumpers, because their response is going to always be another scripture. And we love them. And so every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. It's hot up in here. The Holy Spirit's up in here, they say. A spiritual battle. And I noticed that the Bible Thumpers love their enemies within. But not just the Bible Thumpers. All religious people love their enemies within. They love it. And the proof is that they love it, they won't let it go. You tell them to let it go? What are you talking about? They love their enemies. And even though the Spirit of Truth have made it possible, absolutely 100% possible, to let your enemy go, they're like, no. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get deep into my enemy, they say. And they get deeper into the Word. They get deeper into the intellect. They get deeper into the imagination. They get deeper into the emotions. And they have a feel-good God. And they have an angry God. And they have a lonely God. They have a God that they say is emotional, and that he cries. They have a God that shares tears. And they love when you say, let that go. No, God had it. I'm holding on to it too, they say. And they live in their misery with a head full of scriptures. And they love their enemies. They love their thoughts. They love their emotions, either so-called good or bad. They love it. They get angry. And they love anger. They call anger their friend. Well, what did Jesus do? Jesus turned over the temple, they say. And they believe that Jesus was into anger and emotions in the way that they are. And they dare you to even suggest that you let emotions go. I let my anger go. Is you crazy? I need my anger to function on the earth, they say. I ain't letting my anger go, they say. And they'll fight you on that. Fight, fight, fight. They don't want to be free. They love their enemy. They even love their nightmares. You tell them, you know what? You let the anger go, you can have amazing sleep at night. You can sleep like a baby. I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. But they're like, I'd rather have nightmares. So I'm not letting my anger go. I'm not letting the emotions go. I'm not letting anything go because I love the nightmares. Intelligence is your enemy. The worst people on the planet are the intelligent ones. They are lost. The religious ones and the secular one, intelligence, look at the world. Is intelligence working? I rest my case. Intelligent people think emotions are good. Intelligent people think that anger is natural. Intelligent people think racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allah Wabaism, Debidaism, antisemitism, and any kind of Allah Wabaism, they think it's real. And they hold on to it because they're intelligent. Intelligent religious and secular people fight one another. And they fight over religion. They said, this religion is better than that religion. This religion, this denomination, that denomination, this degree, that degree. And they have a war. And they refuse to let their enemies go. And at night, they cry. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. They cry. Intelligent people cry. Oh, but they know the word. They got a degree, whatever kind of degree. And intelligent people believe that they have a free will, even though they are so miserable, so lonely, so scared. They're scared of people. They're scared of everything. They're so tired. I don't feel no ways tired. I feel like going on, they say. And they believe they have a free will, but yet they can't will themselves to be free. They're in misery. What a mess! I say, but do what you want. You can be free, but you're never going to be free as long as you're an emotional person. Where the so-called sweet, good, teary-eyed, emotional person, or you go, oh, I can't believe your mama died. Oh, I feel so bad for you. Watch out for people like that. That's an evil person that's feeling bad for you. But they're intelligent, either religious or secular. They don't want to be free. Satan is their God. Small g, but he's still their God. And they cry at night. And they judge. And they resent. And they live in their imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time. About anything. About anything. But do what you want. For those who, men and women around the world who want to be free, you can be free. And leave everybody else. Don't argue with them. Don't try to convince them. Leave them in their misery. They have a right to think that they have a free will, that they ain't doing nothing for them. They have a right to believe that Jesus was angry or Allahu Akbar was angry. They even have a right to believe that when their spirit leaves their body, it goes into a limbo. For some reason, they think it's like limbering between earth and heaven, I guess. I don't know what that is. It's Baba Thumper Thursday. First Peter 5:8 says, be sober-minded. Is an angry person sober-minded? Is an angry person, does an angry person have peace? Does an angry person cry and get lonely and become afraid and protect the fears by not overcoming it? What's sober-minded about that? It doesn't sound like sober-minded to me. I'm black and slow, and I could be wrong, but that doesn't sound like sober-minded. Will a sober-minded person ever judge anyone for anything or any reason? That doesn't sound like sober-minded to me. Does it sound like sober-minded to you, Hake?
No.
Well, they think it's sober-minded to cry at night. Religious mothers think it's sober-minded to control their children, whether young or old. Is that sober-minded hate?
No.
Be watchful, 1 Peter says. If you lost in your imagination, how are you watchful? What the? Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. I rest my case. But you love you love the devil. That's why you hold on to the thoughts. That's why you react to them. That's why you look around to see who you can hate, who you can judge, who you can destroy and get a thrill. Oh, but you're sober-minded. You know the word. May God have mercy on the soul of an angry man or woman. They cannot be trusted. They are evil. They read that word. They pat their head. They think that, oh, they are, a child of the devil think that if you read the word, somehow or another, reading the Bible is going to make you know the scriptures. And so they pile and jam their heads up with the word. And all they have is the intellect. They repeat it. And they have forgotten that the Bible says too much study makes your soul weary. But what do they? They study until the cows come home. They get up in the morning and they read a book of prayer and they repeat somebody else's prayer. Oh, but they know the word, and they're still angry. They're still angry. Does that sound like sober-minded? Does it sound like they're watching the devil prowl around in their imagination, causing them to believe a lie, pretending that it's the truth? Or they look on the outside to find other lost people to validate their lostness. They love men and women who tell them to read the word. In the beginning, there was the word was God, God was the word, and the word was God in the beginning. They love believing that Jesus is God, and you can't convince them. Even Jesus couldn't convince them. Jesus rode in town on a donkey so he could show them, I'm just like y'all. I am not God. I'm on a donkey. God would have came into town on wing on the cloud. But anyway, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. And speaking of roaming the minds of human beings, you are the world. The grandpa tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. People gone crazy. People are the world. We are the world. We are the people. We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving. Remember that, Nick? There's a... Oh, we are the children. So let's start giving. Amazing. Amazing. So, did you ever think that one day in America that an intellectual person, because that's who is influencing this, would tell a boy, oh, you feel like a girl? Come on, you are a girl. Have surgery. We're going to start giving you girl stuff and cut off your body part. Or tell a boy, you are a girl. A girl, you are a boy. Let's cut off your body part. The intellectual people tell that. Just like the intellectual Christian tell people that Jesus wept like a human being. Intellectual. Just like intellectual people believe, whether secular or religious, you're supposed to teach somebody the word. You're supposed to teach it to them and destroy them. It's no different. Evil is evil is evil. They give them medication. A person can say, oh, I'm depressed. Here's a pill for depression. I'm suicidal. Here's a pill for suicidal. I'm lost. I'm lonely. Here's a pill. And make them even worse. Now they walk around in a nightmare. And they say, here's some pot. Here's some drugs. You need a needle? A free needle. And the people end up killing themselves and others, and they wonder, oh, what was wrong? They are helping the people to kill. They are helping the devil to kill each other. Just like the Christian teacher, religious teacher, is helping the Christians to kill each other with the word. With the word. Fill your head with the word. Study the word day and night. These people don't want you to know the word is already in you. It's already made flesh. It's already there. It's alive. But you don't know it because you're being made to be dead by studying the word and remembering. Friend, this is from France, 24, English, and New York Times. Police on Wednesday identified the suspect in a school shooting in Canada as an 18-year-old who killed her mother and stepbrother before fatally shooting several other at a local school. The 18-year-old had prior mental health, you think, called to her home and was found dead following the attack. Watch this.
A rare school shooting rocked a remote northern Canadian town on Tuesday. Multiple people, including the shooter, were found dead at the Tumbler Ridge Secondary School, located about 600 miles northeast of Vancouver.
This is a devastating day.
Police in Canada say they have no idea what may have motivated a teenager to open fire at a school in a remote mining community in British Columbia, killing six people. But they say she had a history of contact with mental health services. They've confirmed that the 18-year-old suspect who was found among the dead also killed her mother and brother.
But what they're not telling you, oh, this is devastating. when a person says this is devastated, they're saying that they're an emotional evil person. That's why they're devastated. But what they didn't tell you that this person, according to the story, was born a male. And somebody somewhere convinced this person that they were a girl. The 18-year-old shooter, according to a report, has been identified as a transgender female, which means that he's a boy who's pretending to be a her. A transgender female, they said her motivation remained unknown. How about his motivation remained unknown? Is it possible that just because the boy had mama's spirit, if it's true, he had his mother's spirit, so he felt like a woman. He thought like a woman. He felt like a woman. Instead of telling him, forgive your mother, so the creator can give you back your real identity, they said, oh, take a pill. Have surgery. I don't know if this person had surgery or not, but yeah, you're a girl. That first story from Fox 26 and French 24 English. This is from French 24 English.
As you said, the motive is still unknown. This person had, at one point, a license, a firearm license, was known to police. Initially, there were reports that Jesse Strang, the media was reporting that it was a male. It's a transgender female, 18 years old, by the name of Jesse Van Roostelaar. Jesse's mother and brother were killed at home. 9 people in total died, but more than 25 were injured. This is a community of about 3,500 people. Everyone in that community has been affected by this tragedy. Why? It's not often we have mass shootings. The last time we had one in Canada was almost 6 years ago in Nova Scotia when 22 people were killed. So it's a rare occurrence. It's paralyzed the country. Parliament was pretty much shut down today. Flags are flying at half-mast in Ottawa. The Prime Minister canceled the trip to Germany.
Amazing. We don't understand. We don't know quite what was wrong. Oh, but this is a transgender. You think that may have had something to do with it? We don't know what was wrong, but they had a history of mental illness. But yet, how are you saying on one side that I don't know what was wrong, but on the other way, oh, but he was mentally ill? It's going to get worse. Evil is real, and it lives inside of human beings. And that's why the nature of human beings are so wicked and so evil and so destructive that the Father said, the Spirit of Truth said, don't ever trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer, meaning that they are evil. And yet, you encourage people to be angry. Canada already has strict gun control laws, and it's unclear how they will respond. Watch this from Fox 26.
We got to take a break.
Oh, okay. Right after this break, and then your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. Just a couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. James Hake is on fire, and he ain't afraid of no ghost. And he knows that the earth is round and not flat. Isn't that amazing? From 9 to 11 a.m. After that, the American Anchor Baby. And the American Anchor Baby knows that the world is round because he became a pilot on Google. And he traveled around the world on Friday for sure, flying. And he sees nothing but roundness. Hasn't ran up on the flat earth yet. And he looks up. He be looking out of the window, the pilot window. Amazing. From 11 to 1 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And then we have a brand new episode of Punch It TV tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. At 11 a.m. I mean, the what did I say? No, thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv. Not punchy, but thefallenstate.tv. I had an interesting but fun conversation with Jim Renacci. Jim is a politician, businessman. He served as a Republican representative out of Ohio. And he was the a two-term mayor there in Ohio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have American citizens out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job.
I think peaceful protest should be allowed no matter where you're at.
This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy. Why do you need a pope?
I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
We men always call women strong. Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Amazing. Later. How can you be a representative of the government and obey your mama? How you gonna be a two-term mayor and obey your mama? What the? A mama love is so special. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel, the Fallen State channel there, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com, and I appreciate it. So here's that final song by on that gun, alleged gun shooting there in Texas, I mean in Canada. They said that Canada already has the strictest gun laws, and it's unclear how they will respond to the shooting. Watch it from Fox 26.
Canada has strict gun control laws, and school shootings are extremely rare. The last one happened a decade ago.
It makes us think about our kids' safety when they're going to school. We take it for granted. You go to school, you come home safe. and events like this give us pause.
It's not clear yet how the Canadian government will respond, but previous mass shootings resulted in stronger gun control measures. And just last year, Canada added almost 200 new gun models to its list of banned assault weapons.
Think about that. Once people get killed, the government brings stricter gun laws. And so how are the people going to protect themselves from the people that has the guns? They should not be responding. They need to shut up, sit down, and fix the roads and close the border. They only make your problems worse. And they act like, oh, well, we need a more stricter gun law. Where are they working? Where is that working? In Europe, I believe, I could be wrong. The police are not even allowed to wear guns up there. And everybody gone crazy. Everybody gone crazy. I want to go out to Norway and talk to Olive. Is it Olive? Ask James. I can't hear. Olaf, all the way from Norway, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Hey. I want to ask about Matthew 21:21.
Okay.
What does it mean? What does that verse mean?
Let me hear it.
What? I thought you guys had it in front of you.
You thought like lit.
Maybe I could help.
Or what?
You don't have it?
Oh, I have it. I can read it if you want.
Yes, it's Baba Thumper Thursday.
All right, boom. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also can you say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done."
And what does that mean to you?
You can do anything you put your mind to.
If you have faith?
Yep.
Are you doing that?
I think so.
Are you or not?
Actually, right now I'm not, because I need to do like an operation in a little bit, and then after that I'll start. I'm planning to quit my education and start working. And I'll be paying off my student debt and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What a mess. Are you a Christian?
Yep.
And you have faith?
Faith? I don't know what that means.
Well, that verse you said that if you have, that you read, it said if you have faith, you can do what you want, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means. I just know, I just think if you put your mind to something, you can do it.
So, as a Christian, do you have faith in God?
I don't even know what that means. I believe in God and I trust in God. I do the silent prayer. I forgive my mother and father.
Right on. So here's what I recommend: stay away from thoughts.
Yep.
And you'll be amazed at the control you have over your world inside of you. And as a result, over the universe.
Does that verse apply to something internal or external?
Internal.
Internal, all right.
Yeah, internal.
When you sued Jesse Jackson by that time in 2002 or something like that, did you have perfect peace?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Where is Jesse Jackson now? I haven't seen him in a long time.
He used to be kind of fat as well, isn't he?
But I don't know. I just haven't seen. I wonder if he's still alive, right? Nick?
Can I just say something quickly to Kurt and Derek?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, about the question yesterday, Apanshi. Listen, I asked God, and he said that, yes, it's possible to overcome. And it, wow, but whatever.
Did they listen, say, just one did last, they say it wasn't possible?
No, it was possible. It is possible.
I mean, did they,
it's just
did,
a question.
A question for them?
Yeah, Apanshi TV.
Oh, okay. Right on.
But just one last thing. At Hike's Twitter profile, he's wearing a Bond shirt that says "Better, not bitter." Right. I was wondering if you guys could post that the link to that shirt in the comments, because I want to buy it.
Oh, okay. Is that possible, Hake? Yes, yes, it will be done.
Oh, cool. That is lovely. Listen, but you stay. I don't call very often, and well, this is my first call to you anyway. And you probably don't get much calls from Norway. So if you want to know anything about Norway or Norwegians or Norwegian language or anything like that, just shoot for it.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. And by the way, you sound very white over the phone.
I am white on the inside, black on the outside.
No, you sound very white. You sound kind of like a mix of like that Pat Robertson guy and Hake.
Amazing.
You're only missing the posture.
That's right. Thank you, Oliver. I got to run. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to first-time caller, Eric. Hey, Eric, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I just had a question. Yes, I was wondering, how do you, I've been trying to talk to God, but I don't know how to.
Your question is how you talk to God?
Yes.
By being quiet and saying nothing.
By being quiet and saying nothing.
Yep.
Because I've been trying to ask him for help, and I've asked him for help, and things just haven't been going well, you know.
Well, stop asking, and you shall receive.
All right.
What kind of help you been? If you can say, what type of help you asked God for?
I've been homeless for a couple of years, and. I've been working the whole time, but I can't seem to get, you know, make enough money to get a place, you know. I've been living in my car. I lived in a shelter.
Why don't you work two jobs?
Well, because the job I work is night shift, and like after I'm done work, I'm just exhausted, you know.
And so you don't make enough money to even rent a room somewhere?
Well, no, like I've called hotels and stuff, and like I treat myself once a week. Like I'll get a hotel for one day a week, but I've been trying to find a place like I called hotels, but the cheapest place I could find is like $550.
Why don't
week,
you go
and,
live in a shelter?
I did live in a. I was living in the shelter, and they only give you a year. They only give you a year to live there. So when my time was up, I moved back to New Jersey because I was living in Pennsylvania.
And so you lived in a shelter for a whole year, and out of that whole year, you had a job, and you had a job, right?
Yeah, I had a job, but
and you still couldn't get an apartment.
No, because the job I was working, I was only making like $14 an hour. I didn't have a vehicle at the time, so I had to walk there. I couldn't. I was like limited. You know what I mean?
Here's what I recommend: get yourself a second job right now. If you can't find one that pays more money, get a second one, and then go rent a room. You can rent a room with a second job. You may be tired for now, but eventually you won't have to work but one job. But if you really want help, you got to get up and God has already made it possible for you to earn a living, to have a roof over your head, to buy food and put gas in your car. But you got to get up and do it without any excuses at all.
All right.
How old are you?
36.
You got to drop all excuses and go out there and work, and get, and you'll see things will change. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I've heard you mention that, but I honestly don't know what it is. I don't, like I said, I don't, I'm Catholic. I got my confirmation and everything, but I never,
what's your confirmation?
I believe in God. Like when you're Catholic, you get like your Holy Communion, then you get your confirmation.
What good is that doing you?
Like I said, I haven't really stuck to it, I guess.
What good is that doing you to get a confirmation and a holy word?
Nothing.
Won't you drop that so you can become really get to know God?
I'm trying. I want to, but I don't know how.
By staying out of, have you forgiven your mother and father?
I've forgiven my mother, but I haven't forgiven my father.
And why not?
He took his own life when I was a kid, so.
Oh, okay. And why don't you forgive him? He couldn't help himself.
I don't know. I just feel like he, like, abandoned his family, you know?
But you have to forgive him. How will you ever, see all that little Catholic stuff you've done? Your heart is still wicked because you won't forgive.
I honestly don't know how, honestly.
Do you think that if your father have the same, had the same spiritual problem you're having, he couldn't help himself, and you're not better than your father, so if you forgive him, God will forgive you, because you're not going to know God. I don't care how many scriptures you read, how many Catholic Hail Marys you do, or whatever. If you don't forgive, you're just going to stay in the misery of your mind, which is hell.
Well, how do I forgive?
By realizing your father couldn't help himself. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. He had not forgiven his mother and father, so he was suffering within.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I just, like I said, I don't know how to, I've been trying to figure that out for years.
And when your father left, when he, as you said, he committed suicide, he left. He didn't leave you. He was trying to deal with life, and Satan had his mind, and that's why he took his life.
Yeah.
But he loved you. Do you use drug or drink or anything?
Well, the whole time I was in the shelter, I was sober for a whole year, but now that I'm back in Jersey, I did start drinking again.
So,
just living in the car, you know.
And so if you can't afford an apartment, how do you afford alcohol?
Because I don't buy a lot of it. I usually buy, like, I maybe spend $10 a week on it.
And what would happen if you save that $10 to get an apartment?
It would eventually build, I guess.
So why are you drinking then, if you know you need to get yourself an apartment?
I don't know, just try to kill time, you know, just sitting in the car while I'm not working.
But if you were not drinking, instead of sitting in the car, you'd be working that second job, even if it's a second part-time job.
Yeah, you're right.
So why don't you do it?
I'm gonna try. You know, I'm gonna start looking.
Yeah, get a part-time job. Put away the drinking. Face your pain so that God can make you free and live your life.
All right.
And what did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
Well, I never went to her and said, hey, I forgive you, blah, 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 you know.
Why
just
not?
Like, just because it's me and my mom are like a love hate relationship. You know, she don't live in New Jersey anyway.
But how you can phone call her or FaceTime or something? You have not forgiven your mother. Why? How are you going to be free, man? That's why you drinking in your car and living in your car. How will you be free if you don't forgive your mother and your father, especially your mama?
I've tried to, you know, I love my mom, but I don't.
You don't love her. If you love her, you will forgive her for what she's done to you.
It's like I said, I want to be able to forgive. I just don't know how.
Mother, I have been resenting you all of my life, and as a result, I'm not free. I realize now you could not help yourself. I am sorry for resenting you. Don't ask for forgiveness. And God will forgive you. If she admits, you know what, son, I'm sorry, fine. If she doesn't, fine. You forgive her for resenting her, and God, don't ask her to forgive you. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. Human beings don't forgive. We only admit that we're wrong for those who want to be free. But you forgive your mother, and God will forgive you, and then you can lay the bottle down. You won't need the alcohol anymore. And if you do drink, you'll have control of that.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
You got to face your mother, man, shaking in your boots.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I talk to her almost every day. It's just, I don't know.
Why are you talking to the devil and won't forgive the devil?
I don't know. I just never learned how to forgive, that's all.
Why do you talk to her every day?
Just because she lives a couple states away, so I just say good morning to her. She says good morning, and, you know, she loves me, and we'll have a good day.
She don't love you, and you don't love her. Why do you have to say good morning to your mama every morning? That doesn't make sense.
Well, she says good morning to me, so I just say it back.
She call you every morning?
No, she texts me.
And why do you have to say it back? Because she says it.
I don't know. I just want to, you know, I guess that's my way of telling her, you know, I care and I love her or whatever.
But you don't care. You don't love her. And she's controlling you. Your mama have no business texting you every morning saying good morning. That's evil. That's control.
Okay.
So here's what I recommend. Eric, if you want to be free, you got to say to her, I've been resenting you. Once you see that you have this anger, and you already said you do, I am sorry for resenting you. I realize now you could not help yourself. And have no expectation from her. God will free you up from that, and everything will start to open up for you. You will walk by the light.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. We all have Tapper Soup here right now. Super, super. When I come back, we'll do that. And your phone call. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, the 12th of February, A.D. 2026. There is one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, unless you're Olav or Eric from New Jersey. Shout out Olav and Eric, great calls. But only one call per show per day. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. You can get on hold right now to get on air with JLP in the second hour. We'll get to your super chats and more great stories shortly, if it be the Lord's will. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports, one mindful step at a time, a group of monks, like the Asian-looking ones, mostly Asian, I guess, or whatever they are, completed a 2,300-mile walk, 2,300 miles, on Wednesday, in the hope of spreading peace across the USA and beyond. Hundreds of people, they interviewed a bunch of women and a male, gathered at the National Mall for the concluding ceremony marking the end of their extraordinary late trek from Texas, Tejas, to Washington, D.C. And a bunch of hippie type of minded liberals were like, oh, yeah, we need peace and love in the country. Isn't that nice? And Canada, a school shooting, also a home shooting. What a mess. Canada is grappling, says Commie Nonsense, whatever grappling means, with one of its worst school shootings in decades, leaving a remote mountain town, as you heard earlier this hour, a mining town of just 2,300 people, I thought I heard. That's not a very big town. In mourning, they say, as police search for a motive. Authorities say 18-year-old so-called female, but not actually, shooter killed at least 8 people and wounded dozens at a high school in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, on Tuesday. The suspect, who they said was a transgender, so-called, dropped out of school, of that very school, about 4 years ago. At 18 years old, dropped out at, what, something like 14 years old? I've heard that you're not supposed to drop out until you're at least 15. They don't legally let you drop out until you're 15, but maybe they do, I don't know. And officers had visited, quote-unquote, her residence several times, or at least a few, maybe several, due to so-called mental health concerns, police said. Mental health concerns, get the police involved. That's pretty extreme. 5 students between the tender ages of 12 and 13 years old, just young men, young women, as well as an 11-year-old stepbrother of the suspect, the 11-year-old stepbrother, were among those killed in the shooting. Such attacks are extremely rare in Canada, which is significantly stricter so-called gun laws than the United States. So they want them to be helpless ducks in a barrel or fish in a barrel. I don't know what the idiom is, or at least I pretend not to. Just sitting ducks. Nancy Guthrie, investigators in Arizona searched rugged terrain near the home of Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today host Savannah Guthrie, after she was reported missing 12 days ago, almost 2 weeks. Wednesday, a black glove was recovered about a mile and a half from her residence, so said the New York Post. Unclear whether authorities believe the same glove worn by the man or person at the doorbell camera footage that you may have seen recovered by Cash Patel. Shout out. I don't know if it was him personally. The night of her disappearance. Law enforcement officials say they have received over 18,000 tips, supposed tips, since Nancy Guthrie was reported missing and are undergoing an intensive process to work through them. Crazy, huh? And you know about that airspace closure over like El Paso, Texas, and parts of New Mexico. The FAA on Wednesday announced an unprecedented 10-day airspace shutdown. Maybe it was Tuesday night. Over El Paso, Tejas, new details emerging about what may have prompted it. Multiple sources tell Commie Nonsense the Pentagon plans to begin using a high-energy computer drone laser in the area without consulting the FAA about the risks to civilian flights. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, for all of those men and women who want to overcome, to wake up and be free, to be of love, real love, not mama's love, not that love that mama tests you every day and said, I love you. That ain't love, that's hate. And now you're forced to test her back because you hate her. And you call it love. That's not love. But real love, the biblical questions are for you to remind you to wake up. It's not for those who do not want to wake up. I wish you well. Stay in your hell. Stay in your thrills. Stay in your evil heart. You have a right to do that and suffer. But for those men and women who want to wake up, you can. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? Is the biblical question. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? It's amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, I want to still hear the show, you can. You can podcast and listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And we take all calls, but Thursdays, it allows us to give the Bible Thumper a little bit more time because the Bible Thumpers are a mess and they are convinced. And that's why even God can't make them see. They don't want to see. So we have a little bit more time, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
There you go. Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. What a mess! Let me show you how busy the evil spirit is. ABC 7 just reported. The parents of a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl who was found decapitated at the family home in Lancaster, California, more than 5 years ago, have been both sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, you think? Why is this from ABC 7?
This is a gruesome story, too. Lancaster parents have been sentenced to life in prison for the brutal murders of their children.
And those details are disturbing. Investigators say they decapitated their kids and then forced their younger kids to look at their bodies. Eyewitness newsreader Leo Stallworth is live in Lancaster with all the details, plus how a family friend is reacting to all of this. Leo.
Well, I'm shaking my head because just hearing you talk about what happened here, the level of evil surrounding this particular story, in my humble opinion, would even make Satan shiver. 40-year-old Maurice Taylor Sr. and 44-year-old Natalie Brothwell, both convicted of the unspeakable, horrendous murders of their 12-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter at a home in the 45,000 block of Century Circle in Lancaster in 2020. The parents also convicted of child endangerment, forcing their 8- and 9-year-old sons to view the mangled bodies of their deceased siblings. As the judge handed down the sentence to both parents, life behind bars, no parole, she basically told them what they did was absolutely despicable.
The same spirit that caused these people to do what they did, been accused of doing, it's the same spirit in every person that has anger. Every person that has anger is capable of the same thing. As a matter of fact, when you judge someone inside your head, when you're thinking negatively of someone, including yourself, you're doing the same thing already. Because it starts in the mind and it reflects itself outside. What you see outside of a person is what they are doing on the inside. An angry person is no different than that. You're possessed and don't know it. When you're lonely, that's the same spirit that causes people to do what they're being accused of. When you're sad, when you cry, when you're angry, when you feel good and feel bad and feel happy and feel sad, it's the same spirit. You cannot trust an angry male or female. They are evil and can snap at any minute, any moment. And the crime is not the outside, it's inside of you. It comes from in you. The same spirit that the woman has when she beat her husband, or the man has when he beat his wife, that's the same spirit. You are not in control of your own life. You're being controlled. All of those voices are demons in your mind. And as Christ said, the sin is not the act itself, it's the thought. Pray every thought under control. Don't believe it. Don't live with it. Watch it, but don't call it you. And you shall overcome. It's the same thought, the same spirit that made those people do that. It's the same spirit, the same in you that makes you gossip about your neighbor or anyone else. You are wicked. What a mess, huh? The friend of the mother claimed the couple had a violent relationship for years. Why is this from ABC 7?
This stays with all of us. This is never going to wash off. I don't care how long you two have been doing this. This will never wash off.
Ellen seen her in a picture with her friend Natalie saying she can't fathom why Natalie was complicit in her own children's vicious murders. She adds Natalie and the children's father had a violent relationship for years and she begged her friend to leave, but she refused.
She was doing what we were raised to believe. You stand by your man, you have a family, and you raise your children.
Ellen reading a letter she wrote to her friend Natalie on camera.
Natalie, I forgive you. I forgive you for believing in a system that should have protected you. I forgive you for believing in a religion that told you to stay.
That's an evil woman right there speaking to her friend Natalie. And she said, we're not going to wash this off. Why not? It didn't happen to you, and you didn't do it. Why are you that affected by it? Because you're evil. That's why. And you call that love. I don't know what you're writing, hey. What are you saying?
Well, I was saying that they don't look foreign. They look like somewhat of a normal American couple. It's not like foreigners do crazy things sometimes in America, but they're just a so-called American mixed couple. The woman 10 years older than him.
Than the man?
Mm-hmm. He is 39, she's 49.
So why is that woman out there?
Like what? A victim?
Yeah, like she's a victim. What the? I didn't see the, let me see the picture of the father.
Yeah, it's a black father.
I didn't see the father.
If you scrub through the thing, I think I saw the pictures of them. Maurice Sr., Maurice Jewel Taylor Sr., 39. Natalie Sumiko Brothwell, 49.
Wow.
Killed their son, Maurice, age 12, 5 years ago, whenever it was.
No wonder the man.
See, there you go.
No, I can't see it. Oh, no wonder the husband and wife were fighting. He married his mama.
Yep.
And continued to fight with mama. Oh.
Nice work, Angel Baby.
Yeah.
Impressive.
What a mess. And it's going to get worse as long as you accept anger as good. It's going to get worse. You can bank on it, because that is evil. That's Satan and his little demons. And you have been convinced to worship the devil and call it love. Amazing. Let me go to Dale, our first time caller out of Missouri. Dale, you are on the air.
So, Nancy tells me she ran into John Redcorn at the video store. The two of them heard you complain about some porno tape you lost.
Dale, you on a speakerphone or something? Who are Dale talking to?
So.
888-775-3773-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to Angel, a first-time caller out of Texas. Angel, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? Hold on, let me get off my Bluetooth.
All right. Never.
All right, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
How's it going, man?
All is well.
Good deal. I just wanted to give you a shout-out. I appreciate everything that you do and you say, and it just makes sense.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Are you working on yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as much as one can, you know.
Yeah.
Wake up, go to work, take care of the things you're supposed to take care of, and control the things that you can control and let go of the things you can't.
Have you let go of your anger?
Absolutely.
Right on. You forgave your mother?
I did. She was a mess. She still is a mess, but that's her mess.
That's right. What did she say when you went and forgave her?
She appreciated it, I guess. It wasn't really much to it. She understood because she she got a lot of issues, so I'm sure it probably made her feel good on the inside to feel like somebody wasn't holding anything against her anymore or anything like that.
Yeah. Amazing.
My dad actually put me on you a couple years ago. maybe a few years ago now. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Make your point.
Oh, no, no point. I just wanted to say it's really cool that, you know, you were able to get through to him, and he's been able to make great changes and drop his anger. It's been great to see.
Right on.
Tough to grow up with, but yeah, you've made a good impact.
Well, you stay with it. It only gets better, all right?
I will.
Well, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Of course. Take care, Jesse.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, we have a new member, Cardi, W3R. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
As well as Brian C. Welcome as well to you. Very nice.
Thank you, Brian C. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Three coffees from Tom on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, before we are born again, is God looking out for us and we just don't know? Or is it only once we forgive?
He is always looking out for you and you just don't know. Because when you're angry, unforgiveness, you walked away from him into the darkness of the wilderness of your mind. But he's always you open it up to you to come back at any time. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
Why we call him King. Five coffees. We love the Bible Thumpers.
That's right.
Very nice.
We love the Bible Thumpers. Amazing.
At this point, just call me Mike Buttercoffee. I want to know what love is. Jesse, your black producer is a bully. He literally made a boy cry and laugh about it. Angry red face emoji.
Who he made cry?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're referring to. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Robert, five coffees. Hi, Jesse and crew. That whining young criminal and mama judge yesterday made me think of that song from the old blues song, Nothing Man by R.L. Burnside. He black. And then he says, you would love it. Could have been written by you, Jesse. I'm a nothing man.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
You can't arrest me. Norris T. says, isn't it amazing? Yes, Jesse, it is amazing.
Amazing.
See you on Bought a Coffee. You. Love you, Jesse. Boo-boo. Bear emoji. Hake didn't read yesterday's super. Simply the best. You can play around and say, I love you to other listeners, but you belong to one person. Remember that. Watching you. LOL, eyes looking emoji. Eat well, drink water, rest when you get the chance.
Right on. Thank you, CR. And I love you back. Valentine's is coming. By the way, Valentine's is Saturday, and we have a special going for the Valentine's shout-outs. Until Friday, which is tomorrow, I will do them for you. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for special shout outs.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Also on X live stream, Boo, Jesse, is it a sin to overthrow a tyrannical government?
What?
Is it a sin to overthrow a tyrannical government?
What's a tyrannical government?
America. Except for Trump.
And how do you overthrow it?
Beats me. You can't. It's not like we're the founders.
I don't quite understand that question, even though I know what you mean by overthrowing government, because I think over in Iran, somewhere in Iraq.
Yeah, in Iran, they're trying to do that.
They're trying to do that right now because the people, according to reports, are oppressed by the government, right?
That's what they say.
Meaning they can't function. So I don't know if that's a sin or not. The sin is in the heart when you hate. That's what you're, anyone that has anger is a sinner. Anyone that has overcome anger is not a sinner. Amazing. Thank you.
Shemsu Anu, been a member on the JLP channel for 1 month. Jesus did the violent prayer.
What's a violent prayer?
It's kind of like the silent prayer, only it's violent. I don't know. Might be kidding. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either, but thank you.
Shemsu did not elaborate, but thank you for being a member and supporter.
Thank you.
Pastor Satterley gifted 5 subscriptions to the Jason Lee Peterson Rumble channel.
Thank you. Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Another coffee from Sion. Hi, Jesse. Love. Keep singing. Oh, no. I already read this one. That's the one that I read the other day.
Right on. Thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion.
Yeah.
Jesse, quick question. If God is all good and perfect, then did he create evil and the devil? Where did evil and the devil come from, in your opinion? ADHD777.
When the devil decided that he wanted to be God, evil appeared. Just like in every human being who believe that they're in control of their own lives, who believe that they are their own thoughts and emotions, they are creating evil. Same spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Allison C, on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Thank you, Jesse. I am learning a lot. Heart.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Adam S. Wizard Dax. Jesse, this is a simple thank you from Australia. I appreciate your honesty.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama. Amazing. Thank you.
Deshaun M. Vaint. Hey, Jesse, I've been ignoring all thoughts and realizing you don't have to react to thoughts because I am not my thoughts.
Right on. You should not. If you want to be free of thoughts, you must stop reacting to them. You got to just see them and do nothing about them and let the light take over. But if you react by having a second thought or third thought about what you're thinking, then the light cannot help you. Because now you're immersed back into the darkness. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Her around the world. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, 6 coffees. Here I am being present, seeing the light. Then I go unconscious and I feel pain. Then I want to return to the present. The more I give, the more I get. The more I'm addicted, the more I give.
It's like the more I give, the more I want. Something like that. Can't get enough. Your love. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just come back to the light. Come back to the light. Come back to the light. Stay with it. Thank you.
2 more coffees from Hannes. I watch customers at work yell at the sports match on TV. Made me realize that's what we all do with the TV of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine I'm sitting on a sofa relaxed, not reacting to the TV.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting.
Anthony L. 777 with a shocked, mouth agape sticker.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I could be wrong, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to first time caller out of Missouri, Joel. Joel, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Joel.
I wanted to call and ask a question. I first heard about you from the Sam Hyde show, actually.
Amazing.
Jesse, I've been living on my own for 6 years. I got booted out of the house when I was 17, and I'm trying to figure out how to go about raising a family. I've never pursued a woman or anything before. How do I do that biblically?
By not doing it at all. You're only supposed to love what's right and pursue that. And what's right will add unto you what is meant to be in your life. It'll be fine. But if you pursue that, and the devil will give you one, but it won't work. And you will make the woman your God. So don't look for it. You only look for the truth.
Okay. I have a friend, and a few years ago, he was my best friend. And then I found out a couple years ago, he hurt my brother, in a way that drove my brother away from God. And so now whenever I try to talk to my brother about God, he shuts down. He doesn't want to talk about him. And so I was wondering, what can I do there aside from keep praying?
suggest to your brother that he forgive so that God can forgive him. And if he doesn't want to do that, you leave him alone and let him suffer.
Okay.
Because you can't pray for him. You're praying for, you may pray for something that he doesn't even want. He may love his misery. He loves his pain. And you don't have a right to interfere with that at all.
Will God still keep working on him?
Only if he wants it. God is not going to interfere with anyone that doesn't, who doesn't want to be interfered with. It's up to your brother. It's not up to God. And you should not be feeling sad for him or feel nothing for him at all. But don't hate him. Don't be angry at him. And don't impose upon him at all. Don't impose God on him or anything.
Okay.
You just work on you so that you can walk in the light and let the light work for you.
Yes, sir.
And you know, once again, suggest to your brother that he must forgive if he want to be free. And if he doesn't want to, don't ever mention that to him again either.
Okay.
Are you working on yourself?
Yes, sir, I'm trying. I've got a job. I've got an apartment. I went home to visit my parents, and they gifted me with a puppy. And I've never had a puppy before.
What, a puppy?
And so, yeah.
Did you want one?
Well, I didn't not want one, but I didn't ask for one. My dad said that he thinks if I can learn to take care of something other than myself, that might bring some more joy into my life.
Your dad is wrong. There's nothing on the outside that's going to bring joy into your life. Joy comes from within. The kingdom of heaven is within. And there's no human being, no material thing, no place, no nothing that can bring you joy until you start living from within.
Okay.
You're just going to have a puppy in your house now that's going to mess up everything. Are you keeping the puppy in your house?
Yes, sir. And I've started training it already. That's been successful. He's almost house trained. So he's not like crapping everywhere or anything like that.
How old are you?
I'm 23, sir.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir. My mother hasn't done me any wrong.
I asked, have you forgiven your mother? You said, yes, sir. My mother hasn't done me any wrong. And so how you forgive her if she hasn't done you any wrong?
I don't know. Like, I don't really think my parents have done me wrong. My whole life, when I was a kid, we grew up in poverty. My dad worked several jobs nonstop. My mom also worked nonstop to make sure that they could provide for me and provide for my brother. It was only through the grace of God that a few years ago they were finally able to afford a house. For years we were renting, we were moving place to place while my dad worked jobs. He's got a very good work ethic. But I've watched my family grow from nothing to finally being able to just have like a small house to live in. And I'm really grateful that that's happened.
And so have you forgiven your mother?
I suppose so, sir.
But if she did nothing wrong, what do you forgive her for?
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about, like, I don't know. I kind of just answered that question without thinking. I apologize.
And so have you forgiven your mother?
I don't know. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't know how to answer that.
You don't know.
I'm not laughing at you, sir. I'm laughing at the question just because I'm not really sure how to answer it. I'm not mad at my mom for anything.
And so, have you forgiven her then?
What would I forgive her for?
But you said yes, I forgave her. Why did you say yes, I forgave her? Can you hold for me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. So, Here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Couple announcements. Like these videos. I forgot to mention that. Like the videos. And I appreciate it. Like. Also, we have a special on Valentine's shout-outs, which is this Saturday, and the special lasts up until tomorrow. It's been going on all week, ends tomorrow. So get your shout-outs in, birthdays, wedding, happy Valentine's, encouragements, whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And support our social media platform there. Support social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Like, comment, follow, subscribe. All right. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to first time caller, Joel out of Missouri. Joel. Hey, Joel.
Yes, sir.
And so you don't know why you need to forgive your mother, what you need to forgive your mother for?
The question, I'm sorry, the question just caught me off guard. I noticed you ask that to a lot of your viewers. And so I thought that was like the default answer, but I don't really think that my mom has done anything like wrong in particular.
Oh, okay. And she was perfect.
Pardon?
When she was raising you, she was perfect.
She was present. My dad was present.
I said, was she perfect?
No, she wasn't perfect.
Why you say she wasn't perfect?
Well, I think no parent is perfect in the way that they raise their child.
What was imperfect about her?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that. She often came home very stressed. She worried a lot. I think I get a lot of my worry and anxiety from her, actually. Not like she doesn't make me anxious, but I mean like hereditary traits. A lot of my like anxiety and anger, like that seems to have been present a lot in my mother's side of the family.
So she would come home stressed and angry?
not angry, just worried. But she would calm down. Her and Dad do a Bible study together every morning. They always make sure that when they're starting the day, that they're starting it with the Lord before they do anything else.
And how did you become like her then?
I'm in that stage where I'm not really sure what the future holds. You know, like, we're not promised tomorrow. Nothing is set in stone.
How did you become like your mother? Worried and stressed like that. How did you become like her?
I don't know.
Do you want to be like her?
In some ways, yes. In other ways, no.
What way do you want to be like your mother?
I want to be like my mother in the sense of being a great parent, making sure that you put your family first, making sure that you put the Lord first. Those are traits in my mother that I admire very much.
And what way you don't want to be like her?
Being anxious and worried over small things, over like the news or politics or like other people's pain. It's important to, I know it's important to pray for other people. I think my mom just got anxious easily about like local worries. I don't know.
How is it possible to be of God and still get anxious and worried and emotional? How is that possible if you believe in God?
Well, I think it's possible to believe in God and still have anxiety and worries.
Why do you think that's possible?
Because we're human, and the human flesh is inherently fallible. We're only made right through the sacrifice of Christ.
What?
The human flesh, being human, is to fail. We're only made right through the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross.
But if your mother is made right by the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross, how can she come home stressed and worried and taking on other people's problems?
Well, she doesn't anymore. That's the thing. You asked me about, like, what...
But she did it when you were growing up, and now you're doing that.
Yeah.
Why don't you forgive her for imposing that kind of evil on you as a child? Because you become like what you hate. You become like what you love. And anyone that loves their mother hate their mothers.
How can you love and hate someone at the same time?
Because love is hate. Human love is hate. They just call it love. But it's two impostors of the same.
So is it impossible for humans to truly love then?
It's impossible, absolutely. Human beings do not have love. They only have hate. And they call hate love because it's a feeling, and they think that love is a feeling, and it's not.
I don't see love as a feeling. I see it as actions.
How is love an action?
Love is putting others' needs before your own.
That's not love. That's hate.
I disagree, sir.
Why?
During the Last Supper, Jesus said that the greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That doesn't just mean dying. I think that means sacrificing in small ways, too.
And why do you think that?
Because laying down your life isn't just like laying down your literal life. It's laying down your own wants, your own desires. Your own selfishness to put other people ahead of you.
And why do you think that's where you get that from?
Because that's service. That's what Jesus did. He served people.
Where'd you get that from?
He gets that from God.
No, where did you get it from?
Where did I get that belief from?
Yeah, that Jesus, when Jesus said that's what he meant. Where'd you get that from?
I got that from, like, reading the Bible and going to church.
That's not in the Bible. The meaning of that, what you just said, is not in the Bible. Where did you get that from?
Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
But why do you think it means what you just said it meant?
because that's what Jesus did. We, like, even if that's not what he explicitly said, it's what we saw in his actions.
What?
Can we agree that Jesus loved people while he was on earth?
He loved all, absolutely.
Yes. So he showed that love by serving people when there was no food. He fed 5,000 people because they didn't have any food to go home to. When a man came up to him and said, "Sir, my daughter is dying. My daughter is dead. Can you please help me?" He said, "I will help you." And he did that. When a man with leprosy came up to him and said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." He said, "I am willing. Be healed." Yes.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want because you're very confused. I recommend you forgive your mother for imposing all this stuff on you. And when she was stressed out and carrying on like that, you couldn't handle that as a child, and you became like what you hate. And you must forgive her if you want to be free, Joel.
Okay.
If you want to be free, you got to go and forgive your mother for imposing that evil will on you. She could not help it. Her mother did it to her. And forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He doesn't know how to deal with your mother. He's married to his mother. Because you married a person you hate. And forgive him. And then do the silent prayer and you shall know the truth. When you calm down and give up thinking, you shall know the truth. Right now you only intellectually know what you know. That's going to keep you away from God.
Can knowledge not lead people to God?
Only if the people are willing to drop the knowledge and let it go in one ear and out the other. But most human beings, if not all, most will never do that. They think knowledge is God. But knowledge only point you to the Father, but most people never let go of the knowledge. They repeat the knowledge like you're doing now. They repeat the knowledge of what they think Jesus meant. They repeat the knowledge of what they think about God. They repeat knowledge of everything, and they always live in darkness, calling it the light. You got to let knowledge of God go because the knowledge will keep you away from him.
Okay.
You got to, if you want, do what you want, but you got to forgive your mother. Your mother is not an angel, and she has many problems because she has not returned to the Father.
I appreciate you taking time to talk with me today, sir. Thank you.
I wish you well.
All right. God bless.
You too. 888-7753. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Michael, a first-time caller out of Arkansas. Michael, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, sir. Are you on a speaker?
No, I turned it off.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say I enjoy watching you and listening to you. You're a big inspiration. I do have a question. You say we need to forgive our mothers, and that will release the anger. Is that correct?
Yes.
I was adopted. I was raised in a couple children's homes growing up. I graduated from a children's home, a boys' home. How do I forgive my mother for my grandparents raised me? Never seen my dad. Never knew my dad. I have seen my mom just a couple times. And I was older, you know, I was over 21 years old at that point. And she's a horrible person, to be honest. How do I forgive her? Do I need to do that face to face? I have no desire to talk to her. I don't even know how I would start to get a hold of her. What's the process I need to do that to release you know, this anger. Like I said, I feel real inspired because I see you talking to people, and some of the things your guests say sometimes, it triggers me. And I just see you just laugh it off, and I wish I could just let things roll over me like that. What's the process there that I need to do?
How old are you now?
I'm 48 now.
And you said you were raised by your grandparents?
Yes, up until I was 10 years old.
And then you were adopted?
My grandparents adopted me. They're not my blood grandparents, but he was a preacher. He was a godly man. He's the greatest man I've known.
Okay.
They were good people.
Why do you resent your mother so much?
Well, she wasn't there. You know.
Do you think that if she could have done better or done right, she would have, if she could have?
I think she believed that she was doing the best for us at the time by leaving us with them, you know?
Well,
I don't know if, you know, she's right in feeling that, but that's what I believe that she believed.
And the way you feel about her is the way she feels about her mother and her father, but especially her mother. And the way her...
She was adopted by my grandparents that adopted me. Again,
yeah.
Not blood. And I know that she had lots of anger.
Yeah.
You know, when she was growing up with them, she felt too many rules. And, you know, she was one of those flower children, you know, kind of wild child.
So in knowing that she grew up in the same condition and that she was angry, why can't you understand that? Because you're angry and you can't help yourself. You're being controlled. Knowing that, why don't you forgive her knowing that she could not help herself? The same thing happened to her. Why can't you forgive her?
Well, I do understand that.
So in understanding that, why don't you forgive her by realizing that you're wrong for being angry at her because she could not help herself?
Yeah, I understand that. Do I need to do I need to get a hold of her or talk to her in order to forgive her?
If it's possible to either visit her in person or FaceTime with her or by phone, if that's possible.
I don't have any contact with her. Okay.
If you can't, you can't, but you should realize I'm angry. I have the same issues my mother has. I understand what she was going through. I have to stop hating her. I'm wrong for resenting her. And you can see that you're wrong and you just can't find her anywhere. Then God will forgive you when you can admit by seeing that you're wrong for being angry and judging like that. God will forgive you and make you free. He will change your heart from anger to love.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not thinking about her daily, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Is that still where that comes from?
It's in your heart, still, yeah. Even though you may not think about her daily, In your heart, in the essence of you, you still resent her, and you're angry at her, and you can't know God as long as you hold on to that anger. You got to admit you're wrong in order for the Spirit of Truth to make you free and give you perfect peace.
And what am I wrong about?
Judging your mother, being angry at your mother.
Okay. What is that process?
See in yourself.
To release that anger.
I'm sorry?
What is the process for me? What can I do to start working on that? And I will make it a point to remember or actively forgive her day to day. And
but you won't have to do it once you do it, once you truly see it. You don't have to do it day to day because your heart would change and you will no longer have anger.
Okay.
So let me ask, the process is, do you see that you resent your mother? That you're
when
angry?
I think about it, yes.
And
yes.
Then is it right to be angry at her, to resent her? Do you think you're right to resent her?
I feel like I am, but I know that's wrong, because that's just evil and anger that's inside me.
What is it about you that thinks you're better than your mother that you can resent her?
Nothing really. I don't know if I am better.
You're not better. An angry person okay. is as worse or worse than the person that they resent. They are evil.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's why you're judging your mother, because you're evil. And an evil person think they are better than others.
I think that affected my last relationship also with the woman.
It's going to affect all of your relationship, because every woman you get involved with will be your mother, and you will not be able to deal with her. You're attracted to what you hate. But you drop the hate by forgiving your mother, you will no longer be attracted to that kind of spirit. You're just focused on the light, what is right, and it will give you, if it meant for you to have a wife, he would give you one.
Okay, I don't think I've actually just truly sat down and forgave her and truly meant it, to be honest with you.
We're not going to be free until you can see you're wrong for being angry at her. And you know that she was angry, and you understand what kind of life she had. That alone should help you or cause you to forgive her, knowing that she couldn't help herself. And when she put you up for adoption, in her mind, she was doing what best for you.
Right. Could she help it, though?
Nope.
Why did she act out?
In the same way you're acting out.
I was a pretty good kid, you know. I didn't cause the trouble she did.
Because you were a kid, but now you do cause trouble, even with yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
And you can't help yourself. And likewise, your mother could not help herself.
So I just need to let it go.
Yeah.
Release it all.
Absolutely. If you want to be free and not pass it on to your children, if you should get children.
Yeah.
Do the
I have a son.
Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
I've heard you talk about it.
Start doing it.
About it.
RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Silent prayer. Start doing it.
Okay, I will.
Forgive. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate it. Like I said, you're always an inspiration when I listen to you, so I appreciate it.
All right. You work on you, you'll be fine. You have an amazing life.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that. All right. I will work on it.
Okay. I got to say, Bray, hate news, not the fake news.
You know,
one more hour to go.
Now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
serious, serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? It's the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday, the 12th of February, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can get on hold to get on air with JLP, young or old, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back for the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. And after that, TheHakeReport.com. That's my show. TheHakeReport.com is where you can find the info, the links to see The Hake Report. Also there, American Anchor Baby after Hake. He is scheduled to go live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And figure it out if you're elsewhere. You probably already know, maybe. American Anchor Baby after The Hake Report. And if you missed Punchy TV, you can catch Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV, on YouTube or audio podcast. It is up on podcast as well. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting about those security concerns that the FAA responded to. The Pentagon plans to begin using a, as I mentioned, high-energy counter-drone laser in the area without consulting the FAA about the risk to civilian flights. So the FAA responded by instituting a temporary flight restriction, citing security concerns, which was then lifted after about 8 hours. This comes as the Trump administration has claimed that a Mexican cartel drone crossing into U.S. airspace was what triggered the flight restriction centered in El Paso International Airport. Huh. And that funding deadline, facing a tomorrow deadline, Friday deadline, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, Senate Majority Leader John Thune said negotiators making progress on a proposed changes to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Democrats signaled they will not support the funding measure unless it includes significant changes to immigration enforcement policy. Republicans, meanwhile, are urging our greatest President Trump to stand firm against the Democrats' DHS demands as the clock ticks towards another shutdown, or toward another shutdown, because we're American. And separately, the head of Customs and Border Protection, CBP, said this week several, or at least a few, investigations are underway into allegations of misconduct by federal officers during Trump's immigration enforcement surge. You know, takes a lot of people, and there's some hairy situations, if you will, meaning stressful situations, and sometimes people slip up and may do the wrong thing, because there's a whole lot of people doing the wrong thing against ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Olympic athlete got DQ'd, disqualified, a Ukrainian skeleton slider. They're the ones that lie belly down or face down on the sled and slide down the thing all fast. Vladislav Hariskevich, pardon me butchering the name, I am remiss, I did not look up how to pronounce his name, disqualified from the Winter Olympics for wearing a helmet and refusing to take it off, I guess, featuring images of athletes killed during Russia's war in the Ukraine. The helmet displayed 24 of the more than 500 purported athletes who, according to CNN, have died since the start of the conflict. Earlier this week, the International Olympic Committee said they understood the man's situation, the athlete's situation, but ruled that the helmet contravenes, and CNN put that in quotation marks. At first, I thought it said contraveness. No, but it's contravenes, meaning it's going against its guidelines on political statements, offering to allow him to wear a black armband commemoration instead. But he stood his ground, so-called. And this guy, Vladislav Hariskevich, pardon my butchering of the name again, was withdrawn from the games today, I guess, for, quote, unquote, refusing to adhere to the IOC's athlete expression guidelines. What a mess. So, anyway, that's the news for today. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those men and women who want to be free, it's not for everybody, because most people don't want to be free. They love thrills of pain and thoughts and emotions. But for those who want to overcome, it's for you. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? This is such an amazing question. I don't even know what to do. It is a spiritual question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, because we're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So different time zone for different folks. So you can podcast if you can't sit and watch, but you still can be listening on your phone. On your phone! As the show is happening anywhere, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
He's drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a badger.
Let that Holy
Ghost
language.
Let that Holy Ghost language come about you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. White people, y'all ain't got a bit of acting like that. That's black. What the? Amazing. A spiritual battle, folks. It's not physical at all. It's spiritual. Right versus wrong, good versus evil. You're either with good or you're not. You can't be in and out of good. You're either with it or you're not. I want to know your thoughts on this soundbite. Really, what's your thought? What do y'all think about this? I want to know, what do you think about this from X? A woman says, it's hard to enjoy your success after escaping poverty. Stating, I made $1 million, she said. She made $1 million. And it feels lonely because none of my family can do the things I want to do. She made $1 million, not in poverty anymore. Now she's feeling bad, lonely, because her family members can't do what she want to do anymore. Oh, she made $500,000. My bad. Thank you. She made $500,000. Watch this from X.
I want to know why nobody talk about how it feels when you get to a certain level of success after you've been poverty-tized for so long. Because I don't think my sisters and nobody really understand me when I say it hurts to try to be my best self. I've made over $500,000. And it already feels very f-ing lonely because none of my family can do the things that I want to do. And then I'm giving people money to do stuff with me. I'm buying their flights and trips because I don't want to hear I don't have it. It gets very sad. I think about, dang, do I want to keep building my multi-million-dollar company? Because I don't want to be by myself in this. Like, it's so frustrating and it's so hurtful.
I want to know what love is. The woman discussed a time she invited her friends on a trip to Vegas and stayed at a Trump Tower hotel there, but did so out of guilt. She did it out of guilt. Watch this.
And so it's just painful. Because I invited my best friend on a trip a couple years ago. I gave her $500 when she landed. Put her in the Trump Hotel. We was in Vegas. I paid for everything. She was talking to her boyfriend the whole trip. She was ready to go home. I just felt so stupid because it was just like, I felt like she needed a break, but she didn't have no money. I was going on a trip. I'm just trying to over accommodate people because I feel guilty.
What do you think about that, Inca Baby?
It's a golden prison. Must be nice. No, that's what the laws say. Oh, it must be nice to be in your prison of gold with all that money.
And how about the fact that she feels lonely and she feels guilty now?
Yeah, I don't know how to articulate what I'm saying. What I'm thinking here, it doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem, it doesn't seem real. Like she's wasting a lot of time thinking about this.
I'm sorry.
She's wasting a lot of time thinking about this.
You are, or she is.
She is.
Oh, thinking about what? What you,
about
what
her family?
Let me ask my other expert too. James, come here for a minute. Hake. Go ahead, Nick.
About what her family, how she should be with them or how close she should be with them. How the distance created by money, those are all things that she's just making up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. 1 John 2:16, as Hake is coming in. 1 John 2:16-17. For all that is in the world, for all, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the, oh, okay, thank you, Hake. Hake is busy right now. He can't come into the studio. The desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and of pride. It's not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world is passing away always, and the world is always passing along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. What this lady don't realize, based on this story, is that even if her whole family were rich and they all hung out and followed each other around and stayed at the Trump Tower and she didn't have to pay a dime, she would still be lonely. She would still be lonely. No money, no family, no friends, no past, no future, no cars, no marriage, no children, no nothing can end loneliness until you overcome it. And you can overcome the illusion of loneliness because it is an illusion. It is an illusion. Now she even taking second thoughts on if she should continue to make money on her business. She doesn't want to be alone. What she doesn't know is even with a crowd of family members, even with a crowd of people, period, friends or whatever, she's still lonely. She's still all by herself and don't know it. And that family and those people cover that up. It's like a drug. It makes you feel good, but you go home at night and you still cry the moment you're alone. Amazing, huh? One other quick thing I want, and that's every human being, the same feeling she has with money, it's the same feeling other people have without money. It's demons. It's an illusion. Fox News reported March 4th, 2024. And I want to know what y'all think about this, too. A documentary filmmaker and activist, Michael Moore, argued that Israel should be less concerned with their Palestine neighbors. Israel should be less concerned with Palestine neighbors and Palestinian neighbors and instead view white Christians as their true enemies. So according to this report, Michael Moore in a documentary said that Israel should be less concerned with their Palestinian neighbors and instead view white Christians as their true enemies. Watch this from MSNBC.
What is the crime? Because according to my knowledge of history, the enemies of Israel who have been persecuted, the Israelis, the Jewish people of this world have been persecuted for 5,000 years. But for the last 2,000 years, most of the persecution has come from white, European-centric Christians. That's been your enemy. No Palestinian helped to build Auschwitz. No Palestinian stood on the docks of New York City when boatloads of Jewish refugees trying to escape the Holocaust came here to be protected by this country and were turned away at the docks in New York and sent back to Germany to die. No Palestinian did that. No Palestinian ran the Spanish Inquisition. Your enemy is not the Palestinian people. It is white Christian European people who have been slaughtering Jews for the last 2,000 years. And let's just call it for what it is. But why are they in an open-air prison? Why are 2 million of them in an open-air prison?
Amazing. Is he Jewish or white? That guy, Michael Moore. Google says he's not Jewish, he was raised Catholic. What a mess. Does anybody love the white votes? What's going on? Grandpa tell me about the good old days. White people have been blamed for everything. Except baby Jessica's daddy. What do y'all think about that? Mark 11:25 says, and whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. Why y'all blame everything on the white man? What the? Even white? And they say he's white. He's Catholic. He's white. Let me go to Zachary, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Wyoming. Zachary, you are on the air.
How you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little bit, Zachary.
Oh. Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
Hold on, Zachary. Don't hang up. You've been waiting a while. I'll come back to you. Michael from Ohio. Let me know when he's ready, Derek. Michael from Ohio. Ohio, Michael, you are on the
Hello.
Air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Michael.
Good, good. I'm a second-time caller. I called you January 15th. I don't know if you remember the conversation we had. We were talking about emotional anger. I had
Never
a spiritual
experience.
Never
ask a black man if he remembers.
Well, I had a spiritual experience with my grandmother when she passed, and we got into the conversation about emotional anger.
Yes.
And to the chat members who might remember me, they called me a grandma's boy. 100%. I am a grandma's boy. I love my grandmama.
I love my grandma.
I love my grandmama.
Baby girl.
But we got into anger, and you said something along the lines of God doesn't get angry. And you said that angry people can't be trusted. I tried making the distinction between an angry man and somebody who is angry. And I think you referenced Proverbs, which said Proverbs 14:17 says, a quick-tempered person does foolish things, and the one who devises evil schemes is hated. And I think there is a distinction between acting on anger and being an angry person. And I think if I recall correctly, you did not think there was a difference.
And what is the difference?
That if you're, even if you're angry, if you're using your actions in a positive way because of your anger, I think that's the right way to be angry. I think if you are harming other people or worsening other people, I think that's the wrong way to be angry.
Repeat that again. I'm sorry. I'm black and slow. You said that.
You're all right, Jesse.
You said that an angry person, if you can have anger, but as long as you're not acting on it, you're fine.
Right. Yeah. If you have emotional intelligence. So I think if you act in a way, like if I get angry at somebody and I decide to go and assault them, that would be a negative. But if I'm angry at them and I'm like, okay, well, I've learned from that experience. I'm just not going to associate with that person. I might even try to be nice to them in the future. I might do something different. You channeled that anger in a different way.
And why do you think that works?
I think people who get angry at their addictions, I think people who get angry at their living situations, their fitness, their health, whatever it may be, I think if they become motivated because of their anger to get up and do something about it, I think that there is a good form of anger. I think there is a righteous anger according to Scripture.
But angry people are always acting and reacting in anger.
They're right. Always, so I had a question.
They are always judging. They're living mm-hmm. in their thoughts, believing that they are their thoughts. They live in the illusion of a past or a future. So they may not be physically acting out and hurting someone in a physical way, but they're doing it in their mind. And it's in the mind where the sin is committed,
yeah.
Not in the action itself. So angry people always live in darkness, and they always reacting within. And they are miserable.
Well, I had verses. I had verses for you that I wanted your opinion on because you made that claim. Mark 3:4-5. Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill?" But they remained silent. 5. He looked around them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. Said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. So Jesus was frustrated with the crowd, but then he did something good.
Well, when the Bible mentioned Jesus being angry or frustrated, he did not have human emotions. He was able
right,
to
so
see
you
clearly.
Think it's righteous.
He was able to see clearly, and he was and seeing is when he took action. But he did not have human emotions because human emotions are evil. They are of their their father, the devil. That's why anyone that has anger, no matter if they are religious or not, they are miserable because they have the anger, the nature of Satan.
Okay, I see the distinction there.
And they think that in their mind, because they've been lied to on the outside by a so-called teacher, or the devil is deceiving them and making them think that, well, this is the kind of anger Jesus had. Jesus was not an emotional God or Son of God, and God is not an emotional God. He loves us. God is a dispassionate God. Satan is a passionate, small g God for most people.
So with that being said, I wanted to bring up Jeremiah. Jeremiah 32:20 says, "You performed signs and wonders in Egypt." That's the wrong verse. Let me find the right one. And then once I find this verse, I want to talk to you about one of your 13 commandments. Okay, so in Jeremiah 32:31, from the day it was built until now, the city has so aroused my anger and wrath that I must remove it from my sight. So you would say that there is a distinction between his anger there and his wrath there.
Who was saying that?
I believe that's God.
Who was saying that in the Bible? Was Jeremiah saying that, or was God saying it?
Okay. So do you think it's possible that scripture itself might have an imperfection in it?
Was that Jeremiah saying that, or God saying that?
Well, if it's all of scripture is going to be written by people guided by the Holy Spirit.
Was that Jeremiah saying that, or God saying that?
Well, I believe that is in Jeremiah, and that is God saying that.
That's not God saying that. That's Jeremiah saying that.
So, but wouldn't that hold true for all scripture then, whenever God is quoted?
No.
So how would you make the distinction between the writer and the spirit?
By living from within, and you shall know the truth from within.
Well, I would agree with that. It's anecdotal as well. I don't think that's a bad answer. I'm okay with that answer. So you have faith in that would be Jeremiah and not God.
No, I know that the only way that any human being going to know the real truth, they got to live from within so that they can be taught by the teacher within instead of being taught by false teachers without. Because as long as you're being taught by false teachers without, you're going to only read the pages and get no further than that, because you will become an intellectual and you think you know the truth and you don't.
I think I struggle with the interpretation of either this is God speaking and Jeremiah was guided by God to put what God said, or we would have to agree that Jeremiah had flaws and that we would just have to discard this and say, well, this was Jeremiah and not what God said.
Well, you don't need to do either one. If you live from within, you would know the truth, and the truth will make you free so you can see what's really going on. Why don't you live from within so you can know the truth?
Well, I think the word is a living thing. I think Christ is in you. I think a lot of things are...
Why don't you live from within so that you can know the truth?
When you say live from within, are you listening to your conscience? Are you following your heart? I'm sure, because I don't want to say if I live from within, I'm right, because my within might not be right, if that makes sense. I'm naturally a flawed human.
Why don't you live from within so you can know the truth? The kingdom of heaven is within, and in that kingdom is all truth, and there's never any doubt, any questions, or anything. Why don't you live from within so you can know the truth?
I like to think that I do that.
You do?
I like to think that, yeah.
So if you know that, why do you think evil is a good emotion?
I don't think evil is a good emotion.
No, not good evil, but why do you think anger is a good emotion?
Well, I mean, let's go over to Ephesians. There would be a distinction. So if you look at Ephesians 4:26, in your anger, do not sin. There is a distinction between sinning and anger. So I think there are good examples of anger as demonstrated by Christ and other people and, again, anecdotal experience.
If you are living from within, why do you think anger is of God and why do you think it's a good emotion?
Because I think it's a motivating emotion. I think it's an emotion that can get you out of a situation where you can have self-criticism. I think if you are self-critical, I would say anger could be a good thing. Not always, but I think it could be a good thing.
And who is the self that should be criticized? Itself?
I think you should criticize yourself, yeah.
And who is the self you are? Do you do that?
Yeah. I think
if you criticize yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who 100%. Are you?
I'm definitely. You asked me this last time. I think I am what God made me to be and what my actions are.
And so who are you?
I don't want to say I am because I'm not that. But I am what God made me to be.
And who are you?
I am my actions and what God has willed. That's it.
You are your actions?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yep, I believe that.
When you go to the toilet, are you your action in the toilet?
Well, if it were a moral action, I guess it would depend.
Are
if I'm using the
action,
toilet...
Are you your action in the toilet?
In a roundabout way, yes. If there's a moral decision to be made, there would be, yeah.
When you are eating, are you the food that you eat?
Yeah.
You are the food you eat?
Mm-hmm.
And you are the action you take in a toilet?
Well, if there is a moral decision, then sure.
That's amazing. What's a moral decision? What do you mean by that?
Well, so when I say you are your actions, right, please, I saw somebody said please flush. if you are your decision making, right? Like if you're having to make moral choices, that would be the culmination of what you are.
Moral choices. How do you do that?
Well, okay. So I see an opportunity where an old lady has dropped her purse on the ground, and I can do one or two things. I can go and grab her purse, and I can look in it and say, "Oh, look, I'm going to go buy a new PlayStation game," or I can give it back to her.
And why would you call that a moral choice?
Because that would be a moral choice.
How is that a moral choice?
You've got a duty. You have a duty to do the right thing. God wants you to do the right thing.
How is that a moral choice? I'm trying to understand that.
Because giving the purse back to the lady would be good. And
why
then,
would you call that good?
Because God would say that's good.
How do you know God would say that that's good?
Well, he tells you not to steal in his commandments.
But why would you
and
say
that's bad.
That? Why would you say that? And then I'm going to have to run because of time here. Why do you think that? Are you on a Bluetooth?
No, I'm not.
No speaker?
No, not speaker.
Okay.
Probably just a delay.
Why would you say God would call that good? Give me a quick answer to that.
God wants you to do the right thing.
And why would you call that the right thing?
Because taking care of your neighbor is the right thing to do. Love your neighbor. You would want somebody to do it for you. It's the golden rule.
That's amazing. Thank you, Michael. Call me again, all right?
I will. Have a good day, brother.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pills.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I wake up every day as flesh and bones, humbled alone, weak on my own. Lord, you love me bare and natural. You need me where I am, still high on your throne. I look up to you in all I do. You're my example of perfection. To be pleasing in your sight is my soul goal in this life.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then don't forget a brand new episode of The FallenState.tv. It is fun and interesting, too. I had an amazing conversation with Jim Renacci, a politician, a businessman, Republican representative out of Ohio, a two-time mayor out of Ohio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have American citizens out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job.
I think peaceful protest should be allowed no matter where you're at.
This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy. Why do you need a pope?
I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
We men always call women strong. Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Amazing. Later. It's amazing. And this Friday, tomorrow, the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can support the FallenState.tv by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel. Or Jesse Lee Peterson on locals.com. And tomorrow is the last day for our special shout out discount. For Valentine's shout outs. We do all shout out, but for Valentine, we have a special going. It will end tomorrow, and Saturday is Valentine's shout outs. I love you shout out. Happy Valentine's shout out. Whatever it may be, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like these videos. Hit like. So, hey, real fast, because of time, I know you were busy out there. You couldn't come in right away. What do you think about that woman said that she made $500,000 and now she feels lonely at the top because now wherever she goes, she want to have fun. She got to take her, if she take her family, she got to pay. And apparently she took one friend, paid $500 and to Trump Tower and everything, and she realized that was not working well. Now that she's lonely at the top, quote unquote, what do you think about that?
I love that clip. She felt stupid because she took her, she paid that woman's way, that friend's way, and she just texted with her boyfriend the whole time, or whatever she said with her boyfriend the whole time, and couldn't wait to get back. Didn't appreciate it. People don't appreciate the free stuff that you give them. I've given people free stuff. I've been given free stuff from friends, family, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just gets squandered. It's not appreciated. It's not what they need. It's not what they want necessarily.
Right.
And it's not what you need. It's not what you want. And she has this false need for her friends and family.
Yes.
It's dumb. And she needs richer friends and family, or richer friends. Not that she needs them either.
She got to find a new friend with some money.
She got to overcome that inner evil loneliness. And she felt stupid because she is stupid. But shout out, hit me up, gal. I really liked her.
And Anchor Baby, you said you wanted to add to that?
I mean, sure. I mean, you know, people really reveal how they're thinking about themselves when they think they're being loving or something.
What love got to do with it, huh? And when you think about this guy who think that he's God or thought that he was God, CBS News is reporting that Richard Marcus Cobit, speaking of Bible Thumper Thursday, Richard Marcus Cobit, or Cobert, is it Cobert?
Let me look.
Cobert, better known by his stage name of I Heart Memphis, was arrested after a SWAT standoff in Plantation Monday overnight. A family member told CBS News Miami that they have been trying to get Cobert help for days. Cobert allegedly told the officers that he was God. Watch this from X.
Don't kill me. My hands up. My hands up. Look. My hand.
Whoa.
Get away from my house. I don't need help. I need water. Not Coca-Cola. Not AIDS and red meat. I'm God. Look at me walk across this grass. Nope. I'm fast like lightning. I will speed off on your cracker. Get in the sun. Man, y'all can't see. It's me, the Messiah. 1, 2, 3. I don't need M-O-N-E-Y. Why? Because I got the Y in me. Shut up, you cracker. Then I tell you don't speak. Do you not see? I'm the real G-O-D. I'm finna shut y'all down because I don't worth shut material things. I am he. Woo! Look at this crown. These are real diamonds. I'm finna shut this down. Wow.
He was live streaming from his apartment or his house, according to that report. And here's a news report on that from WPLG Local 10.
Calvin, loved ones were concerned for Richard Colbert's safety. He's also a well-known rapper, goes by the stage name I Heart Memphis. Police were called to the scene here. There was an hours-long standoff that wrapped up earlier this morning. And take a look at all the damage left behind following that standoff. You can see a garage door completely ripped off, a Tesla on its side there. And yes, the rapper did stream the incident on Instagram Live. Take a look.
I don't got no gun. I'm live.
A man barricaded inside a plantation home. Streaming it live on Instagram late Monday night.
They throwing bombs? What they doing?
Police have identified him as 32-year-old Richard Maurice Colbert. Family members say he's a rapper known as I Heart Memphis with more than 700,000 followers on Instagram. Earlier on Monday, a welfare check was conducted at the rapper's home off Pine Island Road as loved ones described erratic behavior.
What's up? What's the next question?
When it was all said and done, the home was left in disarray. A garage door ripped off, a Tesla on its side, windows on the home broken.
Amazing. He's God, he says, according to the report. Amazing. I wonder if the flat earthers believe that man is God. I'm just wondering out loud. I'm sure they don't, but I'm just wondering. You have no idea what to do about what?
I would have no idea what to do in that situation. If I'm a white cop and he's yelling at me to get in the sun, cracker. and cussing and being crazy.
I would be like, what the?
Because you're not supposed to use lethal force and just a crazy person having a mental episode. But I don't want to get close to him. So it's crazy. But you got to, that person belongs in a padded room for
real
those
fast
moments. Yeah.
Evil is real. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. What the? Amazing. Let me go to Dennis really fast out of Florida. Dennis, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you?
All is well.
I called last week, and we discussed Jesus is God.
Okay.
And I just wanted to maybe clarify a couple of things, you know, from my perspective.
Okay.
You know, I do believe Jesus is God, but I don't believe in, like, the Trinity or none of that stuff. You know, I believe that Jesus is all of it. You know, when you look at the Bible, the Word, the Spirit, God, it's Jesus Christ.
And why do you believe that?
Well, just because that's what the Word says. And, you know, from what I've researched, I guess.
And did the Bible call Jesus God?
Yes, sir.
And where did it call him God?
Well, last week, we said, and where it says the Word was with God, the Word is God, the Word became flesh, and also, I mean, there's many others, you know. Let's see what we got here.
Did Jesus ever call himself God?
Well, yes.
Where did he call himself God?
I think he was more so saying it, you know, all throughout.
But where did he call himself God?
I mean, he said, I and the Father and I are one.
So he said he and someone else, right?
Yes.
But where
like
did
I said,
he call himself God?
No one has ever seen God, but one and only Son, who is himself.
But the Son seen the Father. Nobody else has, he said. But where did he always, throughout the Bible, talk about he was the Son. He made it clear. I'm the Son. The Father sent me. It's my Father working through me. If you see the Son, you see the Father, because the Father and I are one. But where did he say, I'm God. I'm doing this. I'm going to go and pray to myself to see what my will is.
I don't think that would be,
did
you know,
he say, I got to go and hear the Father's will?
I mean, if
did he
God,
say that?
He said, you know,
so
not
if he
let
was God,
not my,
why he got to go and find out the Father's will?
Because why not? You know, his will is the will, and his will be done.
If he God, why he got to go anywhere to find out what God's will is? Can't he stand right there and find out what's God's will?
Well, you know, I don't want to go into the body part of it. You know, I did say Jesus is not his body last week, but and I do agree in part with that. But I do also believe that God's body is sacred, you know, and his blood. But I don't want to get...
It's in the blood.
I mean, it is sacred, you know, but I don't want to get too much into that because obviously that's not what's important, you know.
When the Son said to the Father, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If he were God, why would he say, Father, forgive them instead? I'm forgiving y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all are doing.
Well, I mean, it's...
Why would he ask his Father to do it if he were God?
Because his human nature. I mean, himself on the earth as a person. I mean, to be more personal with your creation, why not become a person? And if
I know, but you're not listening to what you're saying.
I mean, if God was to send himself to earth, I mean, how would he do it? Yeah, that's my question.
Dennis, why would God say on the cross, everybody looking up there at him, and he's going to say, God, oh, Father, forgive them, rather than just saying, I forgive y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Why wouldn't he say it that way?
Because it was his human nature.
What?
And he was, I mean, he's speaking for God, you know.
God is speaking for God?
Yes.
Are you saying his body was speaking?
No.
What do you mean?
I mean, God knows people are going to see.
No, I want to know, on the cross, he asked his Father to forgive them. If he were God, why would he ask somebody else to forgive them? And if he were God, was he talking to himself?
Yes. It's hard to... I mean, because I look at it, you know, more outside, like, you know.
But Dennis, because of time, and I got to get to
Super Chat. Yes, sir, absolutely.
If he was God, why would he ask his Father to forgive them rather than just saying, I forgive y'all? Y'all don't know what y'all are doing?
Because those who know him, you know.
And why would he ask the Father, Dennis, to do something that he, God, can do himself?
Because he was asking his spirit to telling his spirit, you know.
So God had a different spirit than God?
No. It's just, I mean, people give Marvel superheroes more credit, you know, that, like, I look at God, he's God. He can be in two places at one time.
That's amazing. Right. Let me ask this. if he's God, why did God say to God, Father, why have you left me?
Well, I don't want to get into the body.
No, but if he were God, how can God leave God?
Well, because of the sacrifice.
What?
You know, I can't answer all of God's, of who God is and why he does things. But
so you can't answer to me, for me, if God was God, why would God say to God, why have you forsaken me? Who was he talking to?
He was talking to Jesus.
His son?
The son, yes.
So the Father said to the son, Son, or God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes, he was.
Was he delusional or something?
I think he was being God. Yeah.
I got to run, then it called me again, man,
yes,
because
sir.
This is so interesting. I don't know what to do with it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All
well,
right.
I appreciate your time, sir.
All right, call me again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on X Live, Lalo, Jesse sounds mean when he's saying, your mama is evil. Laughing face with sweat coming down.
Well, it's not mean. It's love. Amazing.
Moonfox with a lemon head with a body is grinning and smiling and almost covering his mouth. Laughing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Moonfox.
Yeah.
Calvin from Ohio. Happy Black History Month. Quintuple! Exclamation mark. Today's shout out is for NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson, who in 1961 was responsible for calculating the trajectory for Alan Shepard to become the first American in space. Rocket ship emoji and galaxy emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's right, Calvin. Space is real. Jennifer D.
And the earth is not flat.
Why are you not able to love your children? asks Jennifer.
Because you have no love. Amazing.
Adam S., Wizard X. Jesse, thank you for being you. You are one of the most honest souls on the web. Globe, godly globe, earth, and crossed Japanese flags emojis.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us. You haven't seen anything yet. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska on the biblical question.
What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
The longer you stay unconscious and away from God, the sicker your spirit will get.
Very interesting. Thank you, Jim. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with a pilled.net 111. Hank, can I get a Exodus 14:14 just for fun? D, big smile. Amazing. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Keep silent.
If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, then I know that the victory shall be mine. Amazing. Thank you.
Yahweh will do the fighting for you. All you need to do is to keep calm.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Bulgar Wolf Coffee. When you hear only one voice, you are never called on to sacrifice. Jesus showed us that there is nothing to lose, nothing to sacrifice. His resurrection showed us that nothing can destroy the truth.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bulgar.
Yeah.
Barbecue Pringle. The cause of all spiritual sickness in response to the biblical question and mental imbalance is blame.
Amazing. Thank you.
Taiwana. Eight coffees. Pardon me, butchering your name.
Thank you.
I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to give back. That's it. Happy Thursday and happy Valentine's Day.
Right on. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, guys, just wanted to know your thoughts on that quote from Netanyahu about bleeding America dry. He said it on a recorded interview in the 90s. No Jew hate here. I just like to critique all groups and not just Islam. I asked last week, but you guys didn't comment on it. Love from Ireland.
Repeat that for me.
Netanyahu talked about bleeding America dry or something like that, or milking it dry, bleeding it, whatever it was. Back in the 90s, America is like a golden calf, or we're going to bleed it dry or milk it dry or something.
I don't remember. I don't know anything about that, but thank you. You familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, me
either. I can only speculate. I am free to speculate on the Hake Report, so tune into Hake.
Right on, because I have no idea what you're referring to, and I'm not saying you're wrong or right about it. I'm just not familiar with it.
I've heard the quote, but never looked into it.
Thank you.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah, tune into the next hour in a minute here to Hake.
And shout out to Ireland. Gregatron.
Shout out.
Gregatron says, Jesse, Dale Gribble is a character from the cartoon King of the Hill. He's trolling you. There was a caller, fake caller, Dale, I guess. He goes by Rusty Shackleford, too. Good character, says Gregatron, about some old cartoon.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jordan on Cash App. I forgave my mom and she cursed me out. She black.
But you go and let her have a life now and let her stay in her misery. She has a right to be miserable. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Anthony L. with a gold coin sticker thing with a star on it, a five-pointed star. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf, the cause of spiritual sickness is the belief of separation, which causes guilt, which causes anger and projection of anger, which causes fear. Defending anger is justifying the unjustifiable.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net. Someone asked Grandma's Boy how much clothes cost in the Matrix. What the? That's why Dr. Shukla is going to hook us up with a monkey. I'm going to teach it Taekwondo. Beta.
Monkey see, monkey do. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. Hey, Jesse, does Reiki work and will it cure my GERD?
What is Reiki?
It's some Japanese energy healing thing or something like that. I had to look it up. And then GERD is some gastroesophageal acid coming up your throat.
I have no idea because I don't know. I've not even heard of it. Thank you. I'm black and slow, so no surprise.
And I'm white and slow. Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Kilo Alpha Tango. Thank you, D-Live supporters.
Thank you, D-Live.
All y'all.
Yeah.
AKP, countdown begins now. In 1 week exactly, I'll be on a plane to LAX for the Women's Forum. Let's go.
Who is that?
AKP.
Right on. Come on down. The Lord is willing. The latest meeting, latest forum next Thursday.
That's right.
Not today, but next Thursday. Amazing.
Third Thursday of the month. Yep. Eric, 5. You can't be conscious and angry at the same time. There's no such thing as conscious anger.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nick, 3. Hey, Jesse, could you shed light on what led you into podcasting? Also, what advice would you give to someone trying to get into the field?
Just do it. I started out in radio and TV, though. And one thing led to another. TV went away, radio went away, and podcast came about. Thank you. But just stay with it one step at a time. Really.
Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask. What does the Great White Hope have to say this fine day?
Do I have time?
I think so.
Right on. Perfect. On Bible Thumper Thursday. Nice.
Thor Mode 9 with cool sunglasses emoji or sticker.
Thank you.
Emoji, actually.
Thank you.
Caesar says our God is supposed to be all-knowing, right? With 3 copies.
And he is.
Well, if Jesus is supposed to be God, then why does Jesus ask the Father why he has forsaken him? Isn't Jesus supposed to know this already?
I rest my case. I got to stop there, Hayden.
We'll read the rest of y'all's later.
Thank you all. Thank you kindly. So much. Anthony, first time call out of Boss, a question about God being
sentimental? Maybe.
What?
Sentient.
What's that?
Having senses or something like that, or having sense.
And then Grayson, he has proof that Jesus is God. He just hung up, though. Mike, first time call up from Ohio. He want to know my thoughts on Epstein file. I can care 2 cents about Epstein or his files. Ryan out of Illinois just said hello. Hey, Ryan, what's up? Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Thoughts on the economy. The economy is starting to boom. And I knew it would. Thank you all for your super chat. And callers, you can call me tomorrow if you want. Open line Friday tomorrow. Super Chats and supporters and Super Chat supporters, thank you all so much. I hate coming now and then the Anchor Baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness, it's a strength. It's from God, it's his nature.